Blog Talk Radio.
Trudy's father, the late Harold Melvin, and I met many years ago while touring together. Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes and the Shy Lights shared many stages around the globe. I was very happy when Trudy came aboard to continue her father's legacy. Trudy was very proud to be a part of the management team along with her mother and brother. She had a bubbly persona and was welcomed to our family. Trudy loved her family and often talked about how much she missed her father. She at times would ask for advice and was a real team player. Trudy took care of business, keeping her group on the road. Whenever our groups had a show together, she would look for her Uncle Marshall and greet me with one of her great big bear hugs. It was always a pleasure to see her. I will forever cherish our friendship. Family, we thank you for sharing her with us. One can only imagine the many sacrifices you have made as a result of her exuberant touring schedule. You have the memories to cherish. Remember her laughter, her smile, her teachings, and keep the family traditions alive. I, too, have fond memories that I will forever cherish. May God give you strength and comfort during this stormy season. She is now at peaceful rest in the loving arms of our Savior. To the Blue Notes, the show must go on. Remember her and that she is smiling down on you. Make her proud. To the Blue Notes fans, continue to support them and keep them and the family in prayer as they continue to carry on the legacy of my late friends, Harold and Trudy Melvin. God has chosen another beautiful flower for his heavenly garden. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Our musical family circle has been broken. Quietly, she slipped away with words unspoken. Wonderful memories will last forever. Trudy, our beloved, we will forget you never. With love, respect, and admiration, Marshall Thompson, the godfather of vocal groups and the Shy Lights family. Lovingly submitted by Daisy Brown. God bless you all.
This song is entitled to last LP, which is entitled Wake Up Everybody. I'm sure you will all agree that there are things that need to be done in this country today. So what I'd like for you to do is listen very carefully and see what you can do to lend a hand.
Let it be. doctors make the old people well. They're the ones who suffer and who catch all the hair. They don't have so very long before their judgment day. So won't you make them happy before they pass away? Wake up all the builders, time to build a new land. I know we could do it if we all lend a hand. The only thing we have to do is put it in our minds. Surely things will work out, they do it every time. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. No, 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 no.
Formed in the late 50s as two separate groups, the Chanteurs and the Desideros, joined forces in the early 60s to become Marshall and the Highlights. In 1964, they changed their name in tribute to their hometown, Chicago, and became the Shylights. The hits started coming in 1971 and 1972 with Have You Seen Her and Old Girl, each selling over 1 million copies. In 2000, they were inducted into the Rhythm and Blues Foundation. In 2005, the Vocal Group Hall of Fame. And in 2013, the R&B Music Hall of Fame. Their music has been heard around the world, as well as movies. In 1996, they appeared in Original Gangsters, Only the Strong Survive in 2002. And recently, the movie trailer for the Disney picture Finding Dory. They continue to wow audiences worldwide.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Soul School Music with Marshall Thompson, the last man standing of the Shylights, live on Tribe Family Channel. It is an honor, privilege, and a pleasure for me, Beverly Black, to present our special guest, the Blue Notes. In case you're tuned in online, you can call 347-539-5285 and join the show. If you have called in and you need to go online, go to soulschoolmusic.org or our studio, blogtalkradio.com/gumbo for the soul. Soul School Music with Marshall Thompson, the last man standing of the Shylights, is co-hosted by Beverly Black, produced by Daisy Brown, and sponsored by the Dream Castle Villa in Montego Bay, Jamaica. So, hello, family. How are you?
Hello.
Hey. It's the Soul School Music family, the Godfather and Daisy, Dream Castle Villa with Gwen. What's happening, my kin? How y'all doing?
Good, great.
Staying in out of the virus. That's the main thing right now.
For sure.
That's it.
For
amen. Sure. Amen, amen, amen. Well, we wouldn't be here if it wasn't for our lovely sponsor, Gwen Nix James, Dream Castle Villa, CEO. So we'll be right back after we pay these bills and welcome our guest.
Ever wanted to get away
from it all, maybe an inexpensive honeymoon, or even a second honeymoon, or just a mini vacation for the two of you, now you can. You can go to the Shalites home, away from home, when they're not on tour. It's called the Shalites Dream Castle Villa, where you can relax in luxurious surroundings, where the staff and all amenities are at your full disposal. Their private gated villa offers 24-hour on-property security. Dream Castle Villa is just 20 minutes away from the newly constructed International Airport in Montego Bay, Jamaica. Enjoy incredible views of the Caribbean Sea and the Iron Shore Golf Course. The Shalites Dream Castle Villa is a relaxing, soothing, and romantic experience that's excellent for small private weddings, wedding renewals, engagements, anniversaries, or just a mini vacation for two. For reservations, visit their website at dreamcastlevilla.com or call toll-free at 888-747-9802 and see what other luxuries await you. Relax, just like the Shalites at the Shalites Dream Castle Villa, and hold on to your dreams.
Well, I got a dream, too, and Godfather Marshall Thompson, the last man standing of the Shalites, this is not a question for you. This is a question for your producer, Daisy Brown, or your sponsor, Gwen Nix James. I would like to know, how did Marshall Thompson of the Shalites get a whole castle in Montego Bay, Jamaica?
He's the Godfather.
Amen.
What other reason could it be?
Well, Daisy Brown, you have put together a very wonderful program here, and I want to thank you so much. Did you and the Godfather say hello to each other?
Hello, my brother.
How you doing? What's good? What's going on with you? Take care of your business. Got your group on tonight.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, and it was very easy to do too. I mean, I'm really excited.
Wow,
very beautiful guys that this work for me went together with it. Actually, New Year's Eve, I think it was 1 year. Yeah.
Hold on. Tell us when we bring them on, Godfather. You're going to spoil it. We want to hear all the good. Don't try to just slip it in a comment. Now, we're going to get our sponsor over here to say hello to you. She's going to address you as Uncle Marshall because that's how she feels about you. Say hello to your Uncle Gwen.
Hey, Uncle. Hi, everybody. How you guys doing?
Hey, how you doing there, Gwen?
I am so relaxed. I just took me some therapy, so feeling kind of nice right now, you know. So trying not to catch a cold, so I'm laying in my bed. But how everybody's doing this evening?
Well, I was looking at my second home, the Green Castle Village today.
All right, all right.
Here, wishing I was at the other home.
For real. Mm-hmm.
Y'all need to stop it.
Gwen. Good. Everybody's good. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, I'm sorry to cut you off.
Go ahead.
Everybody's good.
Everybody's good. We're just, you know, quarantined, like, you know, everywhere else and coming out 3 days a week, you know. It's just hard. But, you know, we're coping. Hopefully this all will be over pretty soon, you know.
Right. Well, we
everybody's
know that you
survive.
Got...
Mm-hmm.
Right. Well, you know, we are definitely praying for the world, and we're thankful that you are here with us. So we want you to go ahead and sit back and relax. And we want everybody to stay hunkered down. That's why Daisy is working as hard as she is, because Soul School Music Season 6 is in effect. So sit back and relax and enjoy as we get ready for our guests.
All right.
The Blue Notes are one of the dynamic groups that came out of the Gamble and Huff Sound of Philadelphia family. They were previously known as Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes, featuring Teddy Pendergrass. The group consisted of Harold Melvin, Teddy Pendergrass, Bernie Wilson, Larry Brown, and Lloyd Parks, sharing creative sounds as the Blue Notes. The Blue Notes were formed over 40 years ago in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. During those years, they succeeded in their goal to reach the highest of heights in the world of music. They went on to become superstars by attaining national as well as international recognition. They have performed at Carnegie Hall, The Forum, Hollywood Bowl, Caesar's Palace in Las Vegas, Palladium in London, and last year at the Wachovia in Philadelphia. They have performed at President Bush's inauguration in Washington, D.C. Their vocal talents and choreographical genius have always marked them specialists in the trade. Among their credits, they have recordings of singles and albums that have reached gold and platinum status. If You Don't Know Me By Now was nominated for a Grammy Award. The Love I Lost, Bad Luck, Wake Up Everybody, the list of hits becomes endless. But we're going to be playing them right here live on Tribe Family Channel. In conclusion, through the inspiration of the late Larry Brown and the mutual verbal agreement with Trudy Melvin and Olivia Melvin to use the name Blue Notes, the group has added four extremely talented gentlemen by the names of Arthur Aiken, Frank Lee, Sonny Kling, and Raymond Bentley. The Blue Notes have gone on to perfect something that was already perfected. There are no adjectives to describe their grand performances. We will simply state that they have been performing to standing room only audiences all over the world. The Blue Notes' years of experience allows you to bear witness to a spellbounding, soul-stirring performance. Because of their professionalism, they have maintained all the necessary ingredients that make them special. That's what makes them the Blue Notes. And live right here on Soul School Music with Marshall Thompson, the last man standing of the Shy Lights. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the Blue Notes.
Good evening, everybody.
Hey, what's happening? Hello.
What's going on?
Good. All right, all right. Hello, man. Hello.
Good evening to you. Welcome. Speak up a little bit, Godfather, because we know you lay back in the dream castle, but we need to hear you.
I'm right here.
All right, well, we're going to have your Blue Notes introduce themselves to you. By order in which they appear or order of seniority. Blue Notes, welcome to Soul School Music with Marshall Thompson.
Thank you. Good evening.
Thanks for having us.
My name is Greg. They call me the G-Man. I'm the management of the Blue Notes, part management of the Blue Notes.
Hello, Greg.
Hey, now. Hey, Uncle Marshall.
All right.
Everything's here. Everything's doing great, man.
Good,
you're still doing a great job, especially when you're all out there on tour with us. You did a great job. I really feel impressed when I see you guys.
Thank you.
How's everything been going with you?
Everything's been good. Just, you know, doing what everybody else got to do. Stay in. Try to stay safe.
Amen.
Got to stay safe till everything open back up. It's going to take a little longer than we imagined, but it's coming together now. Some of the agents right now are starting to book later on. I mean, the council, quite a few of our dates, and I know they had to cancel yours as well.
But, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
We're hanging out. We'll see it.
Yeah.
Well, let's get the other Blue Notes to chime in here.
Before we get started,
hold up, wait a minute. Go ahead, before we get started, what?
Yes, I just want to send my condolences out to the Shy Light family for the loss of Mr. Scott. He was a great guy to us. He played behind us of numerous times, and we're going to miss him.
And also Squirrel.
Thank you so much. I can't forget Squirrel.
Well, now we do have our condolences to
to send out all around. Our condolences to the Melvin family, our dearly beloved Trudy, Daisy's baby, because when I met her in Oakland, I was so happy to tell her about Trudy, and I took a picture with her, everything. She said, "That's my baby." I said, "Well, all right." I don't take no baby, but we love and adore some Trudy Melvin, and we certainly are going to miss Walter Scott, and we have a birthday party coming up next week for Daisy Brown that will also be honoring the Shylights family's own Walter Scott while we honor Cuba Gooding, because Daisy and Cuba Gooding Sr. always celebrated together. But now, before we carry any further, we got to get these other blue notes in here. Greg, I know you wasn't on this stage by yourself.
Blue note.
And now, the blue note. Go ahead and introduce everybody to us, Greg.
Okay, we got Mr. Sugar Bear, Arthur Aiken, our lead singer. We have Frankie Lee, our first Roger Banks, second tenor, and Mr. Sonny King, our baritone. So we can start
now,
off with
Mr.
Sugar
Bear. In that order. Yeah, go ahead. Y'all go ahead. Y'all talk to the Godfather. I'm just sidekicking.
Bear.
Hey, how you doing there? This is Sugar Bear, man. How you doing?
How you doing, that Sugar? Right on.
Yeah, I'm okay, baby. Just hanging in there, man. Waiting to
get
back out there.
Good to hear your
voice. Good to hear yours, brother.
When I hear y'all voices, I know everything is all right. God is taking care of you.
Oh, yeah.
Just stay in and let this thing die down, man. And don't go out there for nothing. I know I'm not. I've been in the house for, I got my same pajamas on out in here for 31 days. I ain't did nothing.
I've been on lockdown, too, man. I got my
$20 in my wallet. I got $20 in my wallet. I ain't spent that. Still got that in there.
Got $2 I can let you hold.
My car is still full. I got a full tank of gas in the car in case they come after me. They get the only way I'm gonna stop, I'm gonna go 350 miles. If they ain't got no gas in their car, they ain't gonna catch me. Ain't no Corrado, whatever it is. Ain't none of that gonna catch me because I'm gonna be in that car gone. Mm. I bought a helmet today. I got one of them space helmets. I got the tank ready on my back, and I got that white suit on with them space shoes and stuff. When I go out this door, I'm going to have everything. Even when I get on stage, I'm going to walk out there with a space suit on. They're going to say, man, this
looking like a
world
or not.
My
uniform is going to be one of those space suits. I'm going to sing with that space mask on me. Hello. I'm telling you, you all been on the show with me many times. I'm gonna tell you something.
Oh, yeah.
You know how my guys, the guys that work for me, I told them if they look like they're gonna shake somebody's hand on stage, I'm gonna spray their ass with that alcohol.
All right, now I'm going to come back right back in and slide on this dance floor with y'all. In case you're just tuning in, you are live on Soul School Music with Marshall Thompson, the last man standing of the Shy Lights, with his special guest, the Blue Notes. Now, so far, we have heard from two notes, okay? So we're going to hear from a couple of more notes. Sugar Bear, pass the baton to the next one. And we're thankful and honored to meet you. So who's after you? Who's after him, Greg?
We'll go in order of day on stage. Mr. Roger Banks.
Hello, good evening. This is Roger Banks. How are you?
Good evening.
How you doing,
good evening.
Right. Mommy, how you doing, buddy?
Hey.
Hello there.
That's a shy one.
I'm the shy guy. But over the phone, watch yourself.
He's super.
Watch yourself over the phone. Now I got backup now. See,
we'll be dancing around on that stage. He ain't shy.
You know what they say about shy and quiet people. Anyway, we ain't gonna go there. Roger, I'm telling you, he observing everything. He's quiet, and guess what? Quiet people, they have checked it all out. He knows the whole layout, okay? If you want to know anything, go ask the quiet one. Roger Banks, welcome to Soul School Music with Marshall Thompson.
Thank you so much.
And I have a question for you. Are you any relation to David Banks from Enchantment?
Not that I know of.
Are you any relation to Patrice Chocolate Banks from Grand Central Station?
Not that I know of. Again, that's wonderful.
You probably need to check it out. You're probably missing on a family check and don't even know it. But anyway, Roger Banks, pass the baton to the next man, please.
This is going to be Mr. Frankie Lee, I believe.
Frankie on? Nope, Frankie missing.
Okay, let me check to see. Hold on, y'all probably didn't give me the number. I'm going to blame somebody first. All right, let's see if this is Frankie Lee. Frankie Lee, is this you?
Hello?
Frankie Lee?
There he is.
Can you hear me?
Is that Frankie Lee?
It's me. How y'all going to do me like that?
Okay.
Yo,
welcome. We're trying to say the best for last, but they brought you on early. That's all right though. Come on in here.
I'm
just
saw that, welcome, man. How's everyone? What's happening?
Everything great, man. Everything great.
Hey, man, I miss you, man.
Right on. We miss you too, man. I was waiting on you to come on, and I'll start telling some jokes.
They didn't push the button for me, man. They left me hang.
Beverly, as soon as I start telling jokes, Beverly cut me right off.
Hey, I like your jokes, man.
You know, she's a
I don't care what everybody say. I like your jokes, baby.
I just told the Godfather, I've lost it once before on the air. Y'all will be on your own. If I start laughing, I will mute myself and I will be gone. So now, do we have all the blue notes on the stage right now?
Yeah, but you got one more. You got to check in. Mr. Sunny King.
Come on and slide up in here. Who?
Sunny.
Mr. Sunny King.
Yes, good evening.
Sunny,
good evening, everyone.
There
he is.
Hello.
Yes. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Yes. If I could just pay tribute to Marshall for a moment. First, I would like to say through the years, I loved all of y'all's records, every last one of them. Y'all made awesome music, bro.
Thank you.
Y'all made some awesome music.
Right on.
And, but if I could pick out just five of my favorites, my all-time favorite record of all time is Try My Side of Love.
That's one of our favorites now that we do on stage as well.
Try My Side of Love is, how could y'all make such beautiful music like that? I mean, it's just awesome.
No, back in the time when we was doing that music, we was basically not just singers as musicians. You know, I was a drummer and playing congos and everything on Trap My Side of Love. So I was doing the music before. Of course, I was singing on everything, but I was also playing drums and congos, and Eugene Rucker was playing guitar and everything. So we practiced at those different things at home before we even got into a studio, and came up with the ideas that we feel that goes with today. You know what I'm saying?
All right. Exactly. So just to name, you know, just a couple more of my favorites would be Write a Letter, Toby, coldest day, and we are neighbors.
We are neighbors. You like that? We are neighbors. That was the number one hit in England. We are neighbors.
Wow. Wow.
Look at you dragging the Godfather down memory lane. Go on, Sebastian. Sonny.
Sonny King.
Miss Black, I'm probably going to have to get off the phone now because I know my lead singer is going to tease me about taking up all this time.
No, he's not going to tease you. And don't go anywhere. Don't go anywhere because, you know, our sponsor is still listening. And hold on for a minute because I want y'all to give us all of your different stories on how y'all came into being a Blue Note. And we want to hear, you know, some five-part harmony if y'all, if you got – I know y'all still got it. Four part, well, you know, I wasn't on the bus. I don't know if it was five, six, four, seven. But if y'all could harmonize and sing the Dream Castle Villa together before we leave here in honor of our sponsor, that would be great. But we want to go around the room and find out how you join the Blue Notes. So we're gonna lean on management. And we're going to have the Godfather jump in and out of there. And first, the Godfather, while y'all get y'all thoughts together, let the Godfather go first and tell us, for Soul School Music audiences worldwide, Godfather, when did you come upon Harold Melvin in the Blue Notes and Baby
Girl
Truth? Well,
I go back with all the original guys. Way back, we toured together. Back in the first time I got them was in the 60s, we were friends, and we ended up playing overseas in England, Germany, and Australia at the same time. Okay, and we had our product going out. All of us was looking for hit records back in the day, and we came up with our first hit record, Give It Away, Denied. Oh no. And then when I left Major Lance playing drums, then went on a tour with James Brown first. Then that's when I ran into Harold Melvin, okay? And we got to be friends every year, I mean, just for the time he died. Me and Harold, every morning we was on the telephone together, booking dates together, okay? He tell me where he been, I tell him where I been. So our thing was Harold Melvin would say, I tell the promoter, Marshall, to bring you all in. And he said, you tell the promoter to bring us in. So we ended up in Canada, Montreal, Canada, for about 6 months together. Okay? So we worked in Montreal, Canada for 6 months together. And stayed there. I was in a little basement. We was playing in a little basement at Lucy's basement. You remember that, Daisy? You remember Lucy?
Yes, sir. I sure do.
We played in Lucy's basement. So Harold Melvin.
Yeah, that sounds like something unforgettable.
Harold Melvin comes in on a Thursday. Shylights come in on a Friday. Then both of us come in together on a Saturday. And then Sunday, they threw us out. They threw us out on a Sunday. So we went back to the hotel. Went back home. And came back the following week, okay, at the Bonneville Hotel is in Montreal as well. And we worked there. Okay, and then we worked for Lucy's. Like I said, we worked for Lucy's place in the basement. We stayed there about 6 months. And then we started doing I did the Steamroller Tour. I was headlining the Cool Jazz Festival back in the day. We had Eddie Kendricks and all that.
What year are we talking about, Godfather?
Oh, you talking about 71, 72, 73,
yeah,
like that.
Yeah,
so, So we
and then what?
Headlined.
What years were we talking about in Canada, just so we have the timeline clear?
Canada was in 69, 70, in there, around the time we had Steamroller Tour.
Oh, no.
Then we did Steamroller Tour. Then from there, let me see. Then we end up, after we headlined the show at the Cool Jazz Festival in Cincinnati, when we opened up the stadium there, and then our tour was over. Then when that tour got over, then Ray Goodman and Brown was signing with Polygram, and they asked us, would we come over and take their place with Universal Attractions with Jack Bark in there. So we went over, we called them, we said, well, we're not used to doing no Universal Attractions because we was with William Morris, you know, agency, one of the biggest agencies out. So Harold called me. He said, man, they got Jack Bark in them that's trying to do a 70 Soul Jam. So I said, well, you know, we're not used to doing a 70 Soul Jam because we do mostly the pop side. So he said, well, Reagan and Brown has to go in the studio and do an album, Special Lady, for Polygram. So they said, well, could you all take our place? Could you take their place? So I told them that, well, we can come in as special guest artists over there for a while till they can get the album done. So as they got the album done, we end up staying with Universal because Eugene Records had left, our lead singer had left. So I had to make a big switch around and turn around and keep us working because the lead singer went solo. So what I did, I said, well, let's stay here with the 70 Soul Jam for a while. Okay, and then we end up doing Harold Melvin Blue Notes. We end up doing the Stylistics and the Dramatics. That was the main acts over there. Then we brought in the Delphonics. Okay, and we stayed there for almost 22 years. So, but we was, yeah, but we was working Harold Melvin and Teddy, all of us together for a long time. Then we ended up going overseas when disco came out. Disco came out. Then we went start going to London, Japan, different places around the country with just the Blue Notes and the Shy Lights. You know, we stayed over there for a while. So we were doing everything to keep everything moving. And we end up today. We're still here. Just 60, of course, you know, it's 61 years for me with the Shy Light. So, but that's what's happened. That's how we all got together and started. And then I ran into the super bad guys that's working now, you know, which got that sound. I mean, they really got a sound. And my band, say, Walter asked me, say, well, man, how come we can't play for the Blue Notes? I say, man, them guys bad too, man. Y'all go ahead and do it. And next thing I know, they was out there doing the shows. And they got a great talent. Great time them guys just could get on, and I'm very pleased all the time to have them on the show. And they can come on anytime with us, okay? And I told
we much appreciate that.
Yes, we love you.
Well, and they did just headline with you at the Paramount Theater, so that was just like an amazing show. I didn't get to meet all of you all. I was in the I was backstage with those that don't go on stage, basically, but that's where I met your darling Trudy. And now, who wants to jump in and follow the Godfather?
Well, this is G-Man. I can start out. When I started out with the Blue Notes, it wasn't when Harold. I never really worked with Harold. I worked with the legendary Blue Notes, which was the three original guys, Larry, Lloyd, and Bernie, and along with Sugar Bear as the lead singer. I was then the security. I wasn't even.
I'm sorry to cut you off. Can you give us their full names? Because we're curating history.
Okay. The three original guys was Larry Brown, Lloyd Parks, and Bernie Wilson, along with Arthur Aiken Sugar Bear was their lead singer when I became a Blue Note. I actually did Harold Melvin's. I was in security at that point. And in 97, I wound up doing Harold Melvin's. I was security part of the security team for his funeral. Right after that, it was two separate groups, as we knew. At that time, I was under the legendary Blue Notes. Maybe 4 years in, I was asked, Bernie Wilson left the group, and I was asked to start doing the contracts and stuff like that. At that time, hey, I was pretty good with money, and they knew I was pretty good with money. So the reason why they asked me to do it. So I learned on my feet. I learned how to manage on my feet. I took some bumps and bruises along the way because trying to be a nice guy and a friendly guy, and I'm still that person. But when business is business and friendship is friendship. And I separate them. When I'm at work, I'm working. And it's straight business. So, you know, I was doing that, you know, like I said, I've been with the group 25 years, I'd say, about 25 years. And then, you know, a few years down the road, we did some shows in, with Marshall and them as under the legendary Blue Notes. Marshall, I don't remember, we had a battle with a band. We came
I remember
here,
that. I remember that.
Tom Hayes. Remember Tom
Hayes?
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah,
I remember that. We had, what was the MC that, I think he passed away, Kemp or somebody?
Right.
Like, he was in the middle, and we was on one stage, y'all was on the other, and we was battling.
Yeah,
that was
Kemp,
a lot of fun.
Herb Kemp.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
we
so we started
wait.
Coming down. Go ahead.
We had to wait about 6 hours to get paid.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember that too. But so you know, that's where I started at, and then, you know, I kept grinding. You know, Trudy had, you know, Harold Melvin's Blue Notes, and for me and Arthur Aiken had the legendary Blue Notes, and then and Lloyd he stopped singing with him. Well, first before that, Larry Brown passed away. Bernie had passed away, but he wasn't with the group. So then we just started adding people as we kept keeping the music alive. Then when Larry Brown, we called him Pop Pop, when he passed away, before he passed away, he told me and Sugar Bear to please keep the music alive. So me and Sugar Bear got our heads together, and we said we're going to keep this thing moving. And so eventually we got other guys. You know, we had different members since we have now. Mr. Frankie Lee been with us the longest, then Sonny King, and Roger's our new member. But then, you know, we toured, you know, we had little dates here, little dates there. And then about 2.5 years or better ago, I got a phone call from Miss Trudy Melvin, and she asked me, was I ready to go to work? You know, we were already friends before this. We never had any animosity because I had one group and she had the other. You know, because we wasn't stepping on each other's toes. That's the kind of guy I am. I wouldn't even use Harold Melvin's name, you know, at any point because of the respect that I had for them. So, you know, I was the Blue Notes. I was the legendary Blue Notes. I never was Harold Melvin's Blue Notes or none of that. You know, but you know, eventually I got a phone call from her some years down the line. You know, we stayed in touch with one another. We see each other. We talk. We have fun together, the whole nine yards. And she called me. She said, you ready to go to work? And that's been a little over 2.5 years ago. And we've been working ever since. And I take my hat off to Trudy. I love her to death because she took me, and not only me, the group, to another level. We were doing the cabarets and the, you know, we had some little shows here and there on the big stage, but Trudy put us on the big stage. And when she got us there, it was nothing she had to do with the group because we were already established on our vocals and dancing, and we had our own uniform. All she had to do was get the date. Get the date, we went to work. We went. Our first date was in California, and we blew it out the water. Our first Sunny Soul Jam date was at the Beacon Theater. And it was funny because, I always MC the group. I wear a few hats in the group, but I never MC the whole show. And I went to the Beacon for the first time on Valentine's Day weekend, and I wound up MCing the whole show, and we smashed the show. You know, I'm going to say that about my group. We did smash the show, though. and they loved us, you know, because I heard the voices and I seen the eyes because we were the newer group to a lot of those folks. You know, they were used to the other group. So once we hit the stage, and, you know, all eyes were on us. All eyes was on us. So we had to do our best. And we was ready to do our best. Anyway, so when we got out there, we smashed both shows. You know, not knocking none of the other groups, but we had to do what we had to do to make a mark on this new crew of people that we're going to be around. You know, my guys, we have manners. We, you know, I don't know what the other group did, and I don't have anything to do with that. But I know when we step to go to work, we go to work. We're there for work. We're there to take care of the patrons out there and the people, the management people around us.
We don't want nobody talking bad about our group, and that's the way we are. So, and that's basically, you know, where I, they call me our pops to whip, they say. They say,
they call you apostle. What did you say? They call you apostle.
They say I got the whip out all the time.
And the pen. Don't forget the pen.
15 minutes.
Yeah, and I got my pen out. I keep my pen out.
15 minutes.
Yeah. Any mistakes?
Well, I heard you.
I let them know.
I don't know who that is yelling 15 minutes, but
that's
you don't have to worry about there's a time. No. Let me slow the show. Mama Bear keeps the time. Mama Bear keeps the time on Soul School Music. So now, what were you saying to conclude? What were you saying, sir? You keep a pen?
Mama Bear. That's what
makes us the Blue Notes, Tom. And we was just so honored. You know, my guys were so happy when Trudy Melvin finally gave me a call. And, you know, through the years, I used to always tell my guys, we're going to get our chance. We're going to get our chance. Believe in me, brother. We're going to get our chance. And, you know, it was like God sent when Trudy called me. You know, and me and Trudy been, like, thick and thin through this. I mean, we had our ups and downs. We always going to argue. We're like big brother and little sister.
Well, that's
what
brothers
I mean?
And sisters do. So let me just
that's
interject right quick. Let me just jump in right quick, and I sure appreciate that. I heard somebody saying 15 minutes. Do they tease you about anything that have to do with 15 minutes?
Yeah. He was trying to tell me when I tell him when it's time to get ready. You got 15 minutes. You got 10 minutes. You got 5 minutes. Let's go. That's what he was talking about.
I thought he was trying to rush you off, and I wanted you to take your 15 minutes.
That's what he was talking about. I didn't want to break in, you know. But that's where I get started at, and I've been a Blue Note lover before I got with the Blue Notes. You know, when I was a teenager when Miss You came out. You know, because I'm younger than most, well, not Roger, but I'm a few years younger. So in my high school days in the 70s, Missy was
man,
the number
can
one
I tell them how I got in the group? Jesus Christ.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hold on, wait, he going to let you talk to me.
Yeah.
Okay,
now
so pass the baton to the next speaker, please.
Sugar Bear before he act goofy on me.
Oh, is that Sugar Bear?
Yeah.
Sugar Bear. Sugar Bear, come on now, Sugar Bear.
Go ahead, Sugar Bear.
I was a contractor, and I was on a ladder. Painting one day, and I was singing Treat Her Like a Lady, and Bernie Wilson drove by and heard me singing, and he came over and he started shaking the ladder. And I came down, we got an argument, and he gave me Larry Brown's phone number.
He said, Larry Brown's phone number?
Of the Blue Note.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, take this to Larry Brown's house, and he told Larry he wanted him to audition me. And when I went to Larry Brown's house, he grabbed his little CD player and took me in the basement, and he wanted me to sing Miss You. And I sang Miss You, and he was waiting for that signature part of Miss You when Teddy held that note at the end. And then he called Bernie back. He told me, well, we'll give you a call. And he called Bernie back and said, man, where did you find this guy, man? He said, that man was painting on a ladder, man. And that was 35 years ago.
Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I started with them in 89, and I did a whole show with them without one rehearsal because every Blue Note song came out, I would always sing it while I was working. And that's how long I've been with the group. And Harry Brown asked me on his deathbed to keep the legacy alive. And I promised him on his deathbed that I would, and I'm a man of my word, and that's why I'm still here today.
Wow. Amen. Y'all are holding a legacy and some torches that the batons you carry and the race you're running is phenomenal. Now,
yeah.
Who was that was speaking last? I'm sorry, that was Sugar Bear speaking last, right?
Yes. That was Sugar Bear. This is Sunny
Sugar
talking
Bear,
right
what
now.
Color? Well, wait, Sonny, this is Beverly talking right
okay.
now. No, I'm just playing.
Okay, Ms. Black.
I'm just playing. I just have a, Sonny, I just want to ask Sugar Bear if he remember what color he was painting with, just to see, just I'm checking his memory, Sonny. Help me check his memory.
Right.
Sugar Bear, what color were you painting with?
White. I was up on a two-story ladder. He's checking the ladder. I said, I'll be there in the suit if you think don't get off that ladder.
I would have got into it with him too. When you got down there, you was hot, huh? He said they got into it when he got down there, Sonny. Did you hear him?
Uh-huh.
Wow. You all have some beautiful voices. That's why I'm just like clowning with y'all, so y'all have to forgive me, but if y'all didn't sound so good, I wouldn't be extra. So go ahead, Sonny.
Okay, I'll be brief.
Don't be
I
brief.
Used to all okay. I used to
don't
always
be brief.
Okay. I used to always follow the group around, you know, to their shows, and the one thing that really, really excited me other than their stepping, was their smooth hands. That just always knocked me out, their smooth hands on stage. And so, you know, I began to ask them for an audition, right? And the three people that would always talk to me would be Sugar Bear, which is Arthur Aiken, and Larry Brown, his nickname is Pop-Pop, and then Gregory Boyd, our manager, we call him G. So I would always follow the group around, and I would always ask for an audition, and they all used to tell me, yeah, you're going to get a shot, man. Just chill, Sonny, chill. We're going to get you. And I had to go through this for years. But, you know, I kept being persistent, and now I finally became a Blue
wow.
Note as of
all right.
as of. I've been in Blue Note since 2012.
Okay. Wow. Yeah. Hallelujah. Congratulations. Look at you. So now, did I miss where you originated from? Because you kind of started off as you were following them around trying to get that audition.
Right.
Where? Give us a little timeline before that, before following them around. Like, where were you following them around at?
Well, you know, yes, the different local shows that they would have here in the Philadelphia area.
Okay.
You know, we used to have a big venue in the Philadelphia area called the Valley Forge Music Fair.
Mm-hmm.
And so I used to follow, it's now closed down. But, you know, the different venues that they would be in the Philadelphia area, in and around the Philadelphia area, I would always be there, Johnny on the spot, trying to get an audition.
Go back to that Philadelphia. Wait, excuse me for 1 second. Go back to that Philadelphia fair that you were about to express. Because if it's torn down, then can you drop some history about it, right quick?
Well, it was a beautiful venue because in the building you had a revolving stage, so any seat in the house was a good seat because with the slowly revolving stage, you got to see the front of the performers and the backs of them. So you saw everything. And I also remember, you know, hanging out with the Whispers one time when they appeared at the Valley Forge Music Fair. And it's just memories that you just stays with you for life.
Wow. All right, well,
yes.
Someone else was about to chime in with you. Who was that?
Frankie Lee.
Hey.
Come on up in here, Frankie Lee.
How you doing?
You any relation to Stagger Lee? No, I'm just playing.
Cousin. My cousin.
Cousin.
City days together.
They both
all
short.
Right.
Stagger Lee.
What's good with you?
I've been with the Goose.
I broke the bartender's glass.
And there you go.
Arthur.
Exactly.
Yeah, I have. I'm hitting my 12th year with the Blue Notes. I was formerly with the Intruders featuring Tony Strong, the late, great Tony Strong. And I was told that the Blue Notes was auditioning for tenors. So I went over there and I put my little bid in, and me and Arthur got, I don't know, it was a bond, an instant bond between me and Mr. Arthur Sugar Bear. And I've been there ever since, no matter what, up, down, how it's been. We always look at each other and say we're going to get through it. And here I am 12 years later, and we're still getting through it. And I just, you know, it's been very, very, very blissful for me, because I had stopped singing for a while because my wife was military and we went away. So for a lot of years, I couldn't sing. So I was lucky when I came back to get a chance to sing again, and to be able to still have it after, you know, a whole lot of years of being away from it. So it turned out to be a great thing for me to get my dream back that I had since I was a child of singing, and then to be around the great stars that I used to listen to the records of. It's just a great, beautiful thing. And now, you know, to be considered as one of them, a celebrity, you know, I mean, it's a great blessing. I am very, very, very proud to be a Blue Note.
All right. It's an
Roger
honor,
Banks.
Privilege. Come on in.
Yes, it's
Mr.
an honor
Banks.
And privilege, and that'll be you, Roger.
Say what again, brother? Wake up, Roger.
Wake up.
I'm
the
baby. The
brotherhood is real.
I'm the baby of the group. I'm the baby of the group. You know, I go to sleep early.
Oh, I'm the baby of the family, Roger, so we're going to already have a problem, I see. I'm the baby. Go ahead, Roger. Tell us about what's going on in Roger Banks' world coming into the Blue Notes as the baby.
I'm so blessed, have been blessed, beyond blessed and honored to be a part of the legendary group that is so renowned, and not just the vocals singing, but the relationship, you know, that means the most to me is
all
just
right.
The relationship that we have one toward, you know, each other, one another, and it's a growing, it's a good thing for me, because it shows me as an example of, you know, how to think about things as you get older, because I'm the youngest, so I'm not older yet, so I'm still learning. Still got my training wheels on, so but I'm just honored and grateful that they let me stay there and train and learn and accept me with the flaws and all, and I appreciate it so much, and taking me on the journey that they're blessed to be on, and I'm most appreciative and forever grateful.
Don't start crying.
Well, how long have you been with them?
It's been a year, actually. I'm celebrating a year.
Oh,
coming up
congratulations.
On May. Yes, thank you so much.
Well, congratulations. Yeah.
Thank you very much. I was singing with Stanford Laws and the Ebonies for a while, and then I was blessed to be able to come over and to audition for the Blue Notes. And like I said, and they kept me, and I'm just forever grateful, and I intend to just keep getting better and better each time, you know, that we perform, and that's what I endeavor to do, to show my gratitude for being such. Yeah, I'm really honored to be there.
And like I said again, it's just basically more so I enjoy the relationship as well as the harmony and the smooth moves.
Awesome. Wow. Well, congratulations to each and every one of you, the Blue Notes. It is just an honor, privilege, and a pleasure having you on here. Again, we want to thank the Dreamcastle Villa for sponsoring Soul School Music with Marshall Thompson. We want to thank Daisy Brown, the Queen of Diamonds, always helping us hold it down, for making this possible. And of course, Soul School Music wouldn't be Soul School Music without Marshall Thompson. So we want to definitely go back around and let everyone have words. Our sponsors line is open. Godfather, do you have any comments to make about what all that you have just heard? All of these wonderful gentlemen and these amazing journeys.
Well, everybody has a great story, and that's a pleasure. I sit here quiet listening to it and listen to the things that they come together with, and the same thing on every group. You know, I did the same thing. Like, people thought that I made it. The Shotlights, they thought we made it in the 70s. But we sung on the road for 10 years trying to get a record, period. Okay, but so I understand where each one of those guys are coming from, you know, to do what they're doing. They get some great stories. But the main thing is where they end up. They end up with having a great group and carrying on. I know Harold Melvin is looking down on them saying, wow, they're keeping the legacy going. And it's a pleasure all the time having them with us on the concerts and the shows. And anywhere I go, I pitch them, just like, and I told Daisy. Daisy asked me about when they was coming on the show. I say, why, certainly. Those are one of the greatest guys, Sugar Bear and them. Those are my guys. They should be on our show. You know, they done a good job.
Thank you, Marshall.
That's right, Russ. We love you too.
So y'all look good. You look good. You sound good. And you got a great reputation of, you know, representing Harold Melvin and Teddy Pendergrass and all of them. And when you all on stage, people don't even care, because you all singing just like the original group in the first place. So, and carrying a great legacy of that group, and I back you up anywhere. So you got my vote anytime.
Thank you so much, Mr. Thompson.
Thank you, Marshall.
Right on.
Thank you.
You too.
Right on.
Can we do a little bit of Miss You for Trudy?
Oh,
well,
God.
Well, hold on. Can we sing a little
hold
bit?
Hold on one
can we
second.
Sing a little bit of Miss You?
Hold on one second, because we want to get the rest of the comments, and of course you can.
Okay.
And that's a beautiful, beautiful request to make. Of course you can. Daisy Brown, the Queen of Diamonds.
Yeah,
you did
I'm
your
here.
Thing. You did your thing. What do you have to say about your brothers?
He just messed me up when he asked that question. I was the one at the funeral that was doing all that crying. You all did an awesome,
you know, that's
awesome,
your baby.
Awesome job. Oh my God, I just fell all to pieces. And I'm just so happy that we are all together tonight. Honoring my baby, Trudy.
My baby.
And I know that I might be talking a little fast, but we are supposed to make an announcement, Greg.
Yes. You ready for that announcement?
Not yet.
Pardon
hold
me?
On. Wait until
well,
we get
then,
all the comments.
All right, then I'll let him finish that, because that was going to be part of my comments, but I'll wait for that. And I just want to say thank you guys so very, very, very much. And please, I know she's happy. I know Harold's happy. I remember you, Sugar Bear, from years ago. That's how long I've been with Marshall, so it's been a long time. And you all just keep it together. Keep doing your thing. And if I can help you all in any way, I expect a phone call.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I got you.
Thank you very much.
Speed dial.
And with the news that the announcement is part of Daisy's comments, please proceed.
Okay, what we're going to do from this point on, we're going to be called Trudy Melvin's Blue Notes. We're going to honor Trudy in every way we can because
yes.
Trudy is the one that took us to the next level. And she's the one that took us to the next level, took us around the state, was almost on our way overseas. Without Trudy, it wouldn't have happened for us. Actually, we were on the road. Well, we were getting honored that night, and then the next night we had to do a show. And we were all hurting, because Trudy was everything to us. Trudy was everything to us. You know, her big smile, her big giggle. We had so much fun together. So from this point on, we're going to be called Trudy Melvin's Blue Notes.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, that is so beautiful. That is so beautiful.
We're honoring her and her father now. And her father.
Exactly. That's so beautiful.
Right. We're keeping both of their legacies alive.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are. What a weighty baton that you carry, but the torch will remain lit, and we are so thankful for it. We want to hear a word from our sponsor, Gwen Nix James, the CEO of the Dream Castle Villa in Montego Bay, Jamaica, because oftentimes there are special guests that venture there, and I know that when this pandemic is over, their queen can't wait to travel. Dream Castle Villa, Montego Bay, Jamaica. Gwen Nix James, thank you so much for your sponsorship. Do you have any words for the Blue Notes or your uncle or aunt?
I sure do. it's an honor even listening because, you know, they've been singing before I was born. I was born in 1965, so they saying they said, I'm like, wow, I was even born. But Uncle Marshall, I love you to the top of my head, you hear me? And, you know, I'm going to miss my buddy. You know, he was my Soul Train buddy. But the Blue Notes, I got to say, I've never met you guys before. I would love to meet you guys. And just listening to you guys on the phone, sounds like you're singing already. Not even on stage, but you guys got beautiful voices. And I honored that, you know, just to be on the phone this evening. So I'm in New York now. But when this pandemic is over, I will travel to Jamaica. And I would love to have you guys as a guest at the Shylights Villa in Montego Bay. But first of all, than that, Uncle Marshall, we need to get them to New York so we can bring them to the Royal Residency. That's another thing. But I appreciate you guys this evening. Keep doing what you're doing. I kind of wrote your names down on my phone because I'm here laying down. So the one that was there for a year, I mean, that's Roger. Roger, congratulations, okay? Keep doing what you're doing. I know what it's like to be in something and you just got to just keep on going at it, but keep on doing it. But you guys sound good tonight. Really good.
Thank you very much.
Beverly, thank you for having me this evening. Auntie Daisy, we'll talk later.
Yes, Uncle
Mark, love you. And
all right,
you know, keep me up to date with, you know, everything with Walter, all right? So have
we
a good
will.
Night, everybody.
Thank you. We will be having that beautiful picture of you and Walter on our flyer. It is so beautiful.
Oh, really?
So, you saw it? Yes.
That was my Valentine's Day.
Yes. So thank you so much, cuz.
Thank you. Love you.
All right. Stay safe. Keep your family safe.
You too.
All right. Thank you. All right. Well, I would just like to say, because, you know, I go last, I'm the baby, and I wasn't on the bus. I'm like Gwen. I was barely here when the Shy Knights hit the stage, and I wouldn't doubt if I wasn't created on some of you all music, but I want to give a shout-out to someone very special to me that is listening that just celebrated his 83rd birthday, and he is the leader of the Tuglu Nine from Jackson, Mississippi, that did the 1961 Tuglu College sit-in. He was the first black man to walk into an all-white library on Tuglu College campus, and he suggested that we play Wake Up Everybody. And to this world, we need to wake up. And I say to the Blue Notes, just thank you so very much for keeping the torch lit, for doing what you're doing, for being on Soul School Music with Marshall Thompson, for carrying on the legacies. And we understand that you have a song for us before we go out, before Marshall Thompson closes us out. You have a song for your lovely Trudy.
I'm bracing myself.
Miss you, miss you, miss you, miss you.
All the things. Understand me like I understand you. Now, baby, I know the difference between right and wrong. I ain't gonna do nothing to upset this happy home. Folks, we only act like children when we argue, fuss, and fight, baby.
If you love me, I love you. You will never, 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 never leave.
Very much once again. Daisy Brown, Marshall Thompson, Gwen Nix James, thank you so much for bringing the Blue Notes, Trudy Melvin's Blue Notes, to
Trudy
Melvin Music with Marshall Thompson. We will be looking for you all at every venue as soon as they open up this nation. I say to all
thank
of you, to be safe, to be cautious. Don't rush out there and get caught up.
Oh, no.
Stay out of the traffic. And I also would like to thank you all for helping me celebrate today, which would have been my father's 89th birthday. I am a daddy's girl, and I say to my father, rest in heaven, and I pray.
Amen.
That we are making all of our loved ones proud because we are truly, truly honoring and holding the torch of many legacies. So to Harold Melvin, to Trudy Melvin, and to my father, Mr. Homer J. Black Sr., God bless and keep you. Walter Scott, we miss you, miss you, miss you. Have a blessed one, everyone. God bless
you.
Close us out.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you
so thank much you for God. Having us.
Yes,
yes.
Thank you.
It's an honor, privilege, and a pleasure. Godfather.
Take care, Marshall.
Yep, you all did a great job.
Thank you, Mr. Marshall.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Hey, God
thank
speed,
you
Marshall.
For being our friends.
Thank you.
Yes. And God bless.
Bless you.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night,
all.
Good night, Beverly.
Have lots of fancy clothes and drive a big fun Cadillac, not knowing all the time I had these things. My friends would stab me straight in my back. No, no, no. Even had a house out there in Beverly Hills. I was moving so fast though, I didn't even have time to worry about paying my bills. Have lots of money. I had them in big old stacks. I used to litter my clothes, but they never, never, ever, never, never brought them back.
Now I don't have nothing.
I'm so all alone.
I even have a home.
I ain't got no place to lay my head.
But someone would help me. Don't
if you don't lie now,
About you.
I can't wait. I hope that we can.
because lately you've been starting to lose, losing out on everything you might try to do. Bad luck fella's got to hold on you. Lose any money, about to lose your home. Done lost your woman and everything you own. All that is plainly states that chances go around. But if you want to know the truth about it, I'll tell you what's true to you. Walk around in a daze with your pockets bare. Go see a woman and she ain't even there. Sing wisdom and all your track of time. The more I think about it, I think you're about to lose your mind. Some people call it change, some say it ain't my day. But if you want to know the truth about it, I tell you what's pulling you.
I miss you, baby.